News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
See, Dublin City Council is voting next month on plans that could make Countess Markovic, the first woman, as well as the first of the 1916 rebels, to be commemorated on Dublin's O'Connell Street. Independent Dublin City Councillor Vincent Jackson is behind the motion. He thinks Countess Markovic would be the ideal choice for the only female monument on our capital's main thoroughfare.
Firstly, I suppose 1918, the suffragette, Countess Markovic was the first woman elected to Westminster. She was the world's first female minister in the 1919 general election when the first doll. And I suppose it's acknowledging and trying to push an element of correction, and the fact that O'Connell Street is festooned with male statues of people from that era, and there is no female. I suppose there are many people you could pick, but Countess Markovic is somebody that has instant recognition in the minds of a lot of people.
OK, to discuss this further, we're joined in studio by independent Dublin City Councillor Manox Flynn. Manox, you heard Vincent Jackson there. There's no doubt she is one of the key figures of 100 years ago of our history. Why not have a statue to her?
Well, look, as I say, you know, I mean, there's Madeleine French Mullen and there's Kathleen Nin, who could equally be honoured in such a way. Countess Markovic is a titled individual. She was a major in the Irish Army. She's well recognised in Irish history. There's a fantastic bust of her in St Stephen's Green. She's well honoured by the by SIPTU. She's a member of the Citizens Army. And also you have Markovic House. I just don't believe at this particular moment, in order to, I suppose, get the gender balance right in terms of public sculptor and also in terms of honouring women, that this particular idea is a good one. I think you need to put this out to the public. I think you certainly need to put it out to the female and the women of our country and ask them what kind of an image that they would want for their main capital city that's going to, I suppose, honour them and describe their struggle. I mean, what about the working class women that were, you know what I mean, 10 and 12 children? What about those individuals who were in industry? What about those who were in aviation? What about those women who were in business? You know, there's a whole clatter of stuff. And also you have to be mindful also of our efforts to unite the country to some extent and to include people. So what about the new people coming to this particular nation? Although I understand the politics of Countess Markovic to be revolutionary, and long be that so in a passive
okay,
way.
OK, they're all very strong points. But to come back to Countess Markovic again, first woman minister, cabinet minister anywhere in the world, first woman elected to the House of Commons. That's a pretty amazing CV for a woman 100 years ago.
Yeah, again, these are things that are acknowledged. I mean, they're not unacknowledged. They're well recognised. Don't forget that Countess Markovic was treated appallingly by this particular country and by this particular state, and she died in abject poverty to a large extent because she gave away all her possessions to the poor. I don't know whether, you know, Markovic herself would want such, you know, an elitist statue in O'Connell Street, given the nature of her politics. So yes, she was all this, and we know all of that situation. We definitely know all that. But we should look into the future and make examples for the future, for the young women and the young men of this country. So as I say, it's not that Countess Markovic is not, you know, is unacknowledged. And perhaps it would be better, like I say, like, you know, to have such a situation where you'd have the Countess Markovic line, you know, in relation to the Lewis Cross City. You call her after that, where people are using her all the time.
Yeah.
Or you start calling the fleet of Aer Lingus airplanes after individuals, where you spread out that word rather than a statue in O'Connell Street. Because if you went around the city at the moment and you asked the many people around Dublin City which was which statue, which was which public monument, they'd hardly notice. I just think you need to have a lot more consideration for these kind of works. It is the capital city. It would be a national monument. It would be a big piece of public work. And again, all of these are very trendy now because we're into the year of commemorations, etc. And again, there is the 100 years of the suffragettes. But again, all of these things are pretty ad hoc. And I don't know whether Dublin City Councillors have the expertise to simply willy-nilly, you know.
Do you think they're running with the hands on this
one? Oh, absolutely. It's very, I mean, I'm on those committees. Sure, there isn't a wall in the city where they haven't stuck up a plaque. And again, if you ask people passing by who the plaque was for, they wouldn't really know. This is all kind of grandstanding. And I say, I'm all on for public sculpture. I'm all
politics
on for
of tokenism,
art.
Is that
it's,
it?
Yeah, it's tokenism, it's amateurism, it's patronising, and it's all nonsense. In the meantime, they're talking about, like, you know, getting the equality issue right, getting the representation issue right in terms of statues and public monuments.
We don't have one, I think I'm right in saying, not one woman statue, a statue of a woman on O'Connell Street, our main thoroughfare.
No, we don't. You know what I mean? Again, like, yet we've plenty of churches called after saints who are women, etc., etc. You know, but again, you know, how you deal with this particular issue needs much more stronger debate. I think Dublin City councillors would be well advised to take all the portraits of the men out of the council chambers, strip it right down, or maybe put in half them female. You're talking about representation of women in public statue. And we sit in the council chamber that's dominated by men, you know, in mad-looking robes who are basically Lord Mayors under the British rule over 100 years ago. I believe that Countess Markovic is well represented, but these token gestures don't ingratiate anybody. They're a patronising politic, and I would imagine that Markovic, if she was alive today and her radical views, would turn around and actually dismiss this nonsense as token gesture.
Okay, we will leave it there. Manox Flynn, Independent Dublin City Councillor. Thanks indeed.